Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey you guys, welcome to Steel Wars. I am comedian Steel Saunders and I do love Star Wars. And I am here with a snippet from the new supporter show, Questions You Have, Answers I Give, where I answer your Star Wars questions and give my thoughts on whatever you wish every week. Enjoy this quick 5 minute clip out of the hour length episode. All right, let's go with these questions. Catherine Kinnane, always in the mix. With Ewan coming back to record a line for The Force Awakens that shows he hasn't cut ties to Star Wars, do you think there's any chance of seeing an Obi-Wan movie or miniseries, or is that just fangirl dreaming? Now, Catherine, I do not want to know about your fangirl dreams about Ewan McGregor, because if they're anything like mine, they're pretty lewd. Anyway, a miniseries, I'm not sure what you mean about that. If you think, like you mean like a Netflix or a TV thing, I think definitely not. A movie, it could happen. It could happen. However, Catherine, after Revenge of the Sith, we gotta leave Ewan or Obi-Wan Kenobi on Tatooine. No going off on a little mission or anything like that. We cannot ruin the sanctity of Obi-Wan just sitting there in that desert for 2 decades waiting for Luke to grow up, because that's like a big part of Obi-Wan's story, much like Yoda on Dagobah going into hiding to sort of regroup, to wait for the right time to battle the evil Sith once more. So it seems like he's up for it. And, you know, if he doesn't leave Tatooine, can there just be a Tatooine-based adventure? Could Obi-Wan get in a tanglement with, say, Jabba the Hutt? The Return of the Jabba the Hutt? That'd be interesting, maybe. Or even, you know, could he shave and go on a post-Revenge of the Sith mission? The more I think about it, it's not on my list of things I want to see because of the timeline. I'm not sure if there's any gaps in the timeline that Ewan McGregor's Obi-Wan Kenobi would be young enough to play. I definitely don't want one between Revenge of the Sith and Star Wars. Do not want that. But if you've been reading Marvel Star Wars, and if you read my social media, you know that I often fluctuate with my love-hate relationship with the Marvel Star Wars comic. The ones where there's a storyline where Luke Skywalker went to Ben Kenobi's hut and he's got his diary, which is a bit rude. You know, it's like getting someone's live journal password, reading all the padlocked entries. That is a very 2000-esque reference. But you get every few episodes, or few issues, I should say, you get a flashback to Obi-Wan on Tatooine, you know, when Luke was, I don't know, maybe like 12 or something. And it rips. Those episodes are so good. Sorry, those issues are so good. See, I'm not a proper comic book reader. And also, I highly recommend the Anakin and Obi-Wan comic, or it might be called Obi-Wan and Anakin, which is set between episodes one and two, more closer to two than one. And I've only got, I think maybe the third issue has come out, but I haven't been down to All Star Comics in the city yet to pick it up. But yeah, they're on this bizarre planet, kind of like a steampunky type planet. And so far, I'm intrigued. I love the Marvel comics when it's not involving too many main characters. I'm sick of Luke and Han and Leia coming face-to-face with Darth Vader. But when they go off on their little side missions, riveting. And while I'm recommending things, I'm halfway through Lost Stars, a novel, which is kind of like a teenage novel. And it is ace. It is a proper, can't wait to get back to read that Star Wars book. It has to be the best one I've read for quite a while. So, and I mean 10 years. Oh, Tarkin, I actually didn't mind Tarkin, but it was a little bit, but this one, I'm only halfway through it, but I'm loving it. So Lost Stars, really, really good. Hey guys, I hope you enjoyed that quick sizzle clip from the hour-long first episode of Questions You Ask, Answers I Give. And you guys can submit questions to that either on the supporter page or on the designated Facebook thread. Now, the Steel Wars supporter page, we do the weekly Steel Wars podcast. But for those that want to support the podcast and give a small payment each month, and also for those that demand more me talking Star Wars, the Steel Wars supporter page is for you. For just $3 Australian, which converts to about $2 American, you get our entire back catalogue of episodes on the free feed. We only have 25 of the last episodes up and little sizzle clips of past episodes. But if you want the full, you know, many of them are an hour or 2 hour long interviews, in-depth Star Wars interviews with Star Wars personalities and fans, they're all there. It takes about a minute to sign up. It is a very simple, secure process through Bandcamp. And you unlock all the previous episodes. You've got the Star Wars live commentary, which was a comedy commentary with Greg Fleet, Bart Freebun, and Tegan Higginbotham. Three very respected Australian comedians and funny Australian comedians. You get my regular news and opinion show from a certain point of view, namely mine, and the brand new Gonk and Steel's Trash Compactor, which the first episode's up, and we're about to record another episode this week. So there is a plethora of bonus content for you to listen to, and you also get the warm support that you're helping to pay the bills at Steel Wars HQ and feed my gorgeous little cat, Jerry, who I am scratching as I record this. And he's enjoying it, and he wants to be fed. So if you want to hear the full episode, subscribe to the Steel Wars supporter page for $3 this month. And you can download, there's 60 plus episodes. Maybe there's 70 up now, but there's tons of bonus content. You can download them all or stream them through the Bandcamp app or through your webpage. There's options there. Thank you to all the current supporters. I really appreciate it. And we'll be recording another Q&A over the weekend. So get your questions in. May that force be with you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.